you have come, and we give you a very warm word of welcome in the Saviour's name. We have a number of children that are absent tonight. I think there's 11 that are not here. They're on holiday, I assume, but these children are here to sing, and we're looking forward to that later on. Didn't expect to see them in the middle of the summer. I hope you're having a lovely summer, a nice time on holiday. Isn't it lovely to see your teachers again tonight? Isn't it? Yeah. Okay. We're going to start with hymn number 7. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. Between God and man, we come to the Father through Jesus the Son. And we're going to pray now, just ask God's blessing upon this little time together. Tonight we'll seek him at the throne of grace. We come through our Saviour. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we're here tonight to worship God and to glory in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we now come before the presence of the Lord. We come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and we praise you tonight for the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, the one who clothed himself with our humanity when he came into this world in the incarnation, who was born in human flesh and dwelt among us. We thank you, Lord, that he grew up in this world and he exercised his ministry when he came of age. He went about doing good, the Bible tells us. And then at the conclusion of his ministry, he went to the cross, the great purpose of the Saviour coming, that he might die for us, that he might pay the price for our sin and open up a way to the Father's house, to heaven itself, through his precious blood and through the salvation that he provided at the cross of Calvary. We look back over the year given to the school, and we know we were to have this meeting at the end of June, and we could not, but here in the middle of the summer, we still want to give thanks unto God for our school, for our parents who send the children, for the children themselves who come along and receive an education here, and for the teachers that are so faithful in all that they do. We pray that tonight's praise service will be a blessing, that the presence of the Lord will be known, that you will help the children to take part, and may we glorify our God tonight in everything that is done and said. And remember David as he comes to bring the word. We pray that you'll stand with him and give him help as he brings that message that you've given to him for this time. Hear and answer our prayers for the Saviour's sake. Amen. We do have a little program tonight, and we'll come immediately to that program. And the preschool, that's the ones that are all beautifully dressed in the red over here, sitting on the opposite side of the older children. The preschool are going to come and sing a medley of choruses. So children, it's your time. Would you like to come forward and sing? I hope you remember from last term. You have plenty of teachers to keep you right. Thank you. All eager to come.
Thank you.
and they do so well. Behind every little face, there's a wee character there. I know that. I just couldn't see them from behind, but the screen is up there, and I was able to see them singing. And children, you did so well. That was beautiful. You want to hear some of those choruses sung over in Romania by children who don't speak English, and they get the English very well. We're going to have P1, P2, and P3, and they're singing He Knows My Name. And then there's the recitation of the Psalm 23. The primary pupils will sing The Lord's My Shepherd, and P4 to 7 will sing God So Loved the World. Thank you.
For all who will believe, will
like to thank the children of the primary school for singing, doing so well. We're all going to sing together the hymn 50, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And that's what we're here to proclaim, really, when we think of the work of the school and the faithfulness of God towards it. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Primary school children are going to sing again a piece called Calvary, and We Bless Your Name. This is the final pieces from the children tonight. Okay, thank you. Thank you again, children. No greater place can you sing about than Calvary. and the Saviour, where he died and what he did for us when he came to this earth, that our sins might be taken away. And we certainly bless his name tonight for all that he has done. So we thank the children. We thank the teachers for putting them through their paces, mostly in last term. Hello. Wants to sing again. And we appreciate all the teachers do throughout the year, both in the preschool and in the primary school. I want to thank you on behalf of our school management committee. Now, we very quickly make a few announcements. First of all, we bid you welcome to the congregation here and those that are listening in tonight on the internet. If you want to see this again, if you want to show anybody else, you can look up Sermon Audio Facebook or YouTube, and it's all there. And you just need to type in Hebron Free Presbyterian Church and it'll get you to it. Now tonight, there's something for you to eat when this praise service is over, and that is dessert. So I want to thank those that made them. On Sunday morning, people thought they were going to get sand to eat because there was an S missing from desserts. So they thought they were getting dessert. But I can assure you, we got the S in for Sunday night, and it is something nice for you to take. And there's something for everyone tonight. I want to thank those who have made the provision this evening, and we want you to stay and enjoy a little time together. Just to remind our own folk, the Lord's Day, the prayer meeting is at 8 o'clock. Worship service, 12 noon. The afternoon, outreach for Youth Challenge at 3:30. The gospel meeting at 7. And then on Tuesday night coming, there's a welcome home service for Lyle and Heather Boyd, returning home from Spain after 36 years of service as missionaries there. Just maybe to remind the Youth Fellowship, if you haven't signed up to this, make sure you have. Our youth leaders need to know exactly who's going on Saturday week, the 6th of August, to the lake in Kilray from 4 to 5. And this is an event for Youth Fellowship members. It is open to all who are going to high school in September and are then joining the Youth Fellowship, of course, in September. And there's a barbecue afterwards at Ewell and Arlings. Gives you something to look forward to. Youth Challenge is the 15th to the 19th of August. For the first time, we're doing a football camp in the afternoon from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Many have registered, and I think, Andrew, is that afternoon full? Almost full? Almost full. So I think upwards of 90 have registered for that, and well over 100 for the whole day. So if you're intending to go to the football camp in the afternoon, please get registered. You'll be transported down to the church then for something to eat before the evening time. And at 7 p.m. to 8:30, I've been announcing 8 p.m. For a while, but it's actually an hour and a half. There'll be crafts and games done, and then there'll be a meeting afterwards for the children. On the Sunday night, the 21st of August, it'll be a parents' night for everyone to come to. Just to mention very quickly, we pray for those that are sick connected to the church. And we want you to remember especially Mervyn Miller. He's back in hospital, that the Lord will touch him and heal him, mend the body. He suffered a lot over the past number of weeks and months. And Ivor, you don't mind me mentioning you, Ivor was in hospital this week too. And he still has a procedure to go through. And we are remembering Ivor as a congregation. Now tonight, it's a delight for me to welcome David McCauley. David is a student at the Whitfield College of the Bible, and he's a member of the church here, and he's a past pupil of our Christian school. And so this is very fitting. If you had to come in June and we had the meeting, I was speaking, but this is a special treat tonight with David coming to speak, because he's got all that history with the school. David, we welcome you tonight, and the children will sit up and listen really well to the message that David has for you tonight. Thank you very much.
No, I'll move these. Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to see you. And weren't the children really good tonight at the singing? I don't know about you, parents, but I've been listening to a rendition of Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam for the last couple of months, every day. But it's great to hear them now. Eloise has been looking forward to getting to church and singing it, but it's been great to hear you. Tonight, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Maybe you've seen it before, maybe you haven't. But I want to now present the gospel to you for the next maybe 10 minutes. And I know that you're either looking forward to your bed or for your desserts, but just bear with us just for another 10 minutes. We're going to present the gospel. And I have two things with me tonight, two very simple things. One is a piece of string, and the other is a pair of scissors. And what I want to do tonight is, first of all, perform something of a trick, and then from there, I'm going to present the gospel through this piece of string. So here goes. Let's hope this works. I see my wife still here. She's more nervous than I am. The embarrassment if this doesn't work. But here goes. We have a piece of string, and it's just a normal piece of string. I got this in B&Q a couple of days ago. Nothing special about it. So what we're going to do with this complete piece of string, we're going to cut it in half. I'm going to ask someone to come up and help me to do that. I'm actually going to ask Charlie, one, because I know his name, and because this is his last time he'll be doing anything with the Christian school. But we're going to give Charlie the scissors. Be careful with those now. And we're going to cut the string in half. All right, you ready? You put the scissors in there. Good and tight.
Cut it.
All right. Go again. There we go. So you can see the string's cut, right? Definitely cut, Charlie. Right, just you stay there a minute, because now we want to try and fix the string. We want to join it together again. You pull that there so I don't have to use my teeth. There we go. So it's tied. Okay, well done, Charlie. Thank you. You can go and sit down. Right, so we've fixed the string. Well, that's the hope at least. And this is the time to see whether the trick worked or not. So here goes. Did we fix the string? You see? Wow, there's the reaction I was looking for. Okay, there we go. There we go. Nervous is over. It worked. The string is fixed. So there's the trick. But you know, whether the trick worked or not doesn't really matter. I'm not really looking to go into the entertainment business. The important thing is the gospel explained in this trick. And so that's what we're going to do just now. We're going to present the gospel. And we're going to begin all again. And not just with the piece of string, but we're going to begin in Genesis. Now, if I was to ask you a question, who was the first man? I'm sure the youngest here would be able to tell me. Who was the first man? Yeah. Who? Adam. Yeah, that's right. Adam was the first man. And you know, all through Genesis chapter 1, we have God's creation of the whole world. And in many of the verses we have, it was all very good. And in verse 31 of Genesis chapter 1, God beheld everything that he had created. And he says, behold, it was all very good. And you know, Adam was created there as well. And he was made perfect. But he was unlike everything else that God created. Because within Adam, he created a soul. And God said that he would make Adam in his own image. And this meant that Adam had a soul. He was different from every other creature that was created. But you know, not only was he created perfect, but Adam had a great relationship with God. His relationship with God was perfect. And that's where the string comes in. Because here we see Adam in creation, and he was perfect. But we all know the story, don't we? God gave Adam one thing to obey and not to do. What was the one thing God told Adam not to do? Yeah, Caleb. Do not eat the forbidden fruit. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Just that one thing, that was the law of God. But what happened? Well, Adam and Eve were tempted of Satan, of the devil, and they gave in to that temptation, and they ate the forbidden fruit. And that's where the next stage of our trick comes in, because then, you know, with the entrance of that sin, when Adam disobeyed God and ate that forbidden fruit, you know, God's relationship with Adam was severed. That's what the scissors represent, sin. And you know, when sin comes into a life, it separates people from God. It was true for Adam. He lost that perfect state that he was created in, and he was separated from God. And you know, it's the same for us today, for all of us. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 2, God says that our iniquities have separated between us and God. Can anyone tell me, what's an iniquity? That's a big word. What's iniquity? Yeah? Sin. It's a big word for sin. Our sins have separated between us and God. You know, that's true for us all. Maybe you listen to that story of Adam and you think, well, that was Adam's fault. He ate the forbidden fruit. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my sin. But you know, if I was to ask you a question, has anyone here ever been told off for doing something wrong by their parents? And there's a hand straight up. I think all of our hands should be up, right? Because the reality is we've all done things that are wrong. That disobedience, those things, they're all called sin. And we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know, that's the first thing when we present the gospel. All of us have to recognize that we have sinned against God. And that sin has caused a wedge. It has separated us from God. But you know, that's not all the bad news. Or I should say, the gospel is not all bad news. The gospel means good news. And so there is the good news. There's still hope. Even though we're sinners, there's still hope. Because the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1 and chapter 15 that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So we've already realized that sin separates and we are sinners. But the truth is that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Came to save you and me from our sin. And that's the next stage of our trick. Because Jesus Christ came into the world to unite us back to Christ and to himself again. And so, you see, we are united to God. We're saved in Christ Jesus. We didn't deserve that mercy. Remember, we sinned against God. We didn't deserve such grace. But yet, God sent his Son into this world, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, it's important to realize that Jesus Christ is the only way that our sin problem can be fixed. You know, some people try to fix themselves. Some people try to tie their own knots. You might put it like that. How might they do that? Well, they might try to be a good person and think, well, that'll surely get me into heaven. I'll go to church. That'll help tie the knot. Or I'll give to charity. All those things are good. You know, it's good to go to church. It's good to be good to people and be the best friend that you can be. All those things are good, but you know, it doesn't fix the problem of the soul and the separation between ourselves and God. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's only through Jesus Christ. You know, I experienced that all knots aren't that good just last week. I was on holiday, and you know hammocks? You know the way they're tied up with knots? Well, I was enjoying my holiday. I was looking out over the nice scenery, and I was sitting on a hammock seat, you call it, and the next thing, the knot slipped. And you can tell just by looking at me, doesn't matter if I'm falling from 1 foot or 10 feet, it's going to hurt, and so it did. I experienced that, you know, not all knots stand the test. And you know, it's the same when we think of our own selves, trying to fix ourselves, trying to tie up the knots between ourselves and God. It does not stand the test. Only Jesus Christ. But you know, one more thing when I look at this knot. I look at it, and yes, if we have put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, we are united to God again. That separation is no more. But you know, you can tell from this piece of string, it's not perfect. It's not how it started, is it? It's not yet perfect. And I think about my own life and our lives as Christians. You know, sometimes you can look at us and yes, we do things that are wrong. Even though our sins are forgiven, God says he'll remember them no more. Yet, we still live in this flesh. We still do things that are wrong. And that kind of reminds me of this. But you know, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, when we think about being united to Christ, the truth there is that when we see Jesus, when he will appear again, it says there that we will be like him. And the truth of that is that whenever we will be with Jesus Christ, we will all be perfect just like he is. Even though in this world we do things that are wrong, yet because we are rooted in Christ, because we are saved and in him, we will be complete in him for all eternity. never more to be separated again. You know, at the beginning I said that this represented Adam. But the unfortunate thing is that sin could come in and separate Adam from God. You know, when we're saved and in Christ, that can never happen again. When we put our faith in Christ, He will take us to eternity and He will keep us safe there forever. And so that's the short gospel message in the string. Maybe I'll just do it once more because it's worked twice already. I'll go third time just to recap. So we're born, Adam was created perfect, but sin came into the world. And so that sin separated us from God. But Jesus Christ came into the world to tie that knot again, to save us from our sin, to take the punishment that we deserved. And He died on the cross for our sin. Until finally, He takes us home to glory, or He returns again to be with Him in perfection forever. That's the gospel. And you know, the truth of the matter is, if I take this string once more, and I cut it right in half, if today you're outside of Christ, you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, this represents you today. And the sad reality is that if that state and that condition remains, when you die, all eternity will be separation from God. No more opportunity to come to Christ. So that's why we come to you with the gospel tonight. That's why we would not have this happen to any of you here. And so with the simplicity of the gospel given to you tonight, we pray and trust that you too will come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, that you will be complete in Him throughout all eternity. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for that interesting talk tonight and for the clear presentation of the gospel. And we trust that the Lord will help us just to take heed to it, listen to it, and apply it to our hearts tonight. There's a lovely hymn that we like to sing, 203. I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more, overwhelmed by guilt within. Mercy I did implore. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Christ my Saviour lifted me, now safe am I. And the chorus reminds us, love lifted me. And that's the great love of Christ when He came to this world to die for us. Stand and sing. Thank you. distress. Jesus takes my hand in his, ever he loves to bless. He will every fear dispel, satisfy every need. All who heed his loving call find rest indeed. Let's really sing this final verse, and let our brother Phil Moffat will come and close in prayer and give thanks for the good things that have been provided. He's the secretary of our school. Thank you. Performances this evening. I was watching through the meeting, and some of you boys and girls were starting to get very, very tired, and I seen you yawning, and you were making me yawn, and so you've done very, very well this evening. So we're just going to bow for prayer, and then we'll be able to have something to eat together. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank thee for the boys and girls, for the mums and dads, for the grannies and granddads who are gathered in this evening. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, that the Lord Jesus could say, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Thou hast instructed us to train up a child in the way which he shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. And so, Lord, we pray that thou wilt keep thy hand of goodness and grace upon our boys and girls. Give them an enjoyable time in this summer holiday, we pray. And grant that early in life they might call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be gloriously and wonderfully saved. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who's the friend of sinners. And Lord, we just give thanks unto thee for the good things that have been provided. We pray that thou wilt bless them to our bodily use and hallow our fellowship together, we pray, for we ask these things in the Saviour's name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. There is a short committee meeting after this, but we'll allow you to get a dessert first of all. I'm assuming the desserts will be served on the table, so out that door and down the side. Those that would like to get it first, go first. So out the back doors and down the corridor, and the desserts are on the table. You can sit in the fellowship area. Thank you.